This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine said on Monday its troops had recaptured 7 villages from Russian forces along an approximately 100-kilometer front in the southeast since starting its long-anticipated counteroffensive last week. The task of ending Russia's occupation of southern and eastern Ukraine is daunting, given Russia's numerical superiority in men, ammunition, and air power, and the many months it has had to build deep defensive fortifications, especially in southern Ukraine. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Monday said it was too soon to say exactly where Ukraine's counteroffensive was going.
We're confident that they will continue to have success in what they're trying to achieve, which is to take back the land that's been seized from them by Russia.
Speaking at a press conference in Washington, Blinken said the United States was determined to maximize its support for Ukraine so it can succeed on the battlefield. Former U.S. President Donald Trump and some backers are trying to undercut the federal case against him as he prepares for a historic court appearance tomorrow, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Days after being charged with more than 36 felony counts, Trump's been going after the special counsel who filed the case, calling Jack Smith deranged and his prosecutors thugs. Failed Arizona GOP gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake says they'll have to go through her and 75 million Americans like her, adding most of us are card-carrying members of the NRA. Trump is urging supporters to protest outside the Miami courthouse where he'll be arraigned, his second time in 2 months facing a judge on criminal charges. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. Recent clashes in northern Kosovo are raising concerns about a possible new conflict in the region. Anna Rice has the story.
Escalating tensions between Kosovo and Serbia could delay Kosovo's future integration into the EU, according to U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. This after ethnic Serbians living in northern Kosovo rioted in response to Kosovo's decision to install ethnic Albanian mayors in the primarily Serbian-populated region. The Kosovo government sent the armed police that used tear gas and stun grenades to disperse crowds. Serbia sent troops to the border with Kosovo. NRI's VOA News.
More than 45 civilians were killed in a militia attack on a camp for displaced people in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo's Ituri province early on Monday, the United Nations peacekeeping mission said. The Cooperative for the Development of the Congo Group, one of many militias operating in the conflict-ridden east, was responsible for the killings at the camp, the mission said in a statement. The group claims to defend the interests of farmers who have long been in conflict with herders. Its fighters have killed hundreds of civilians in Ituri province and forced thousands to flee their homes, according to the United Nations. Silvio Berlusconi, the billionaire media mogul and former Italian prime minister who transformed the nation's politics with polarizing policies and often alarmed his allies with brazen remarks, died on Monday, aged 86. Berlusconi, Italy's longest-serving premier who counted Russian President Vladimir Putin as a close friend and gained notoriety for his sex parties, had suffered from leukemia and recently developed a lung infection. There's a pay raise on the menu for New York City food delivery workers as labor organizers across the country call for similar measures for gig workers. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
In a national first, New York City is implementing a minimum pay rate of $17.96 an hour for app-based food delivery workers starting July 12th. Mayor Eric Adams says the city's more than 60,000 delivery workers currently make an average of $7.09 an hour.
They should not be delivering food to your household and they can't put food on the plate in their household.
The minimum wage is set to rise to nearly $20 by April 2025. Uber Eats, DoorDash, and Grubhub have pushed back on the new rule. Julie Walker, New York.
Find more news and information on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.